Welcome to the network Survive to Thrive at www.survivetothrive.net. That's survive, the number two, thrive.net. We hope you'll find the commentary from our hosts interesting and helpful. Steve Quayle will host on Fridays, Hawk on Thursdays, Steve St. Clair, Darren Craddock, and occasional guests on Wednesdays, Nathan Leal on Tuesdays, and Darren on Mondays. These are trying times that look to be getting more and more challenging every day. Our hosts want to keep you informed so that you can achieve optimum health in all areas, health that you will need to survive and thrive in these challenging times. Please keep in mind that these shows do cost money to air, and presently EnterHealth Botanicals is the sole sponsor for this network, providing you not only with information, but also with incredibly effective products designed to bring you to optimum health, your natural state. By supporting EnterHealth, you support this network, and your own health and ability to thrive in these times. Go to survivetothrive.net, that's www.survive2thrive.net, and click on the EnterHealth banner on the top right, or call them at 866-762-9238, that's 866-762-9238. You can also go to their website at www.enerfood.com, that's E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com. Many of our listeners are already taking the products that EnterHealth has to offer, and we thank you for that. Their EnterFood product can extend the life of your dehydrated food supplies by one-third, simply by taking one tablespoon a day. In essence, the EnterFood and coconut combined constitute a meal replacement, so that can extend the life of your stored foods. And in addition to giving you energy and nutrition that your body needs, it has a two-year shelf life. Take a look also at the organic Coco Mojo and coffee, as well as our other immune-boosting herbal supplements. There are incredible specials for network listeners from time to time, so be sure to tune in often for important information and great prices. We trust that the information our hosts and myself give on these shows is truly helpful. We want to help reduce physical and other forms of suffering for you, your family, and community today and in the times that are coming. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoy tonight's show.
Well, hello, 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 my friends. Nathan Liao here, and you're listening to the Watchman's Cry program here on the Survive to Thrive Network. Today is Tuesday, November 16th, 2010, the year of our Lord. And today, I come to you once again at the seat of assignment on a mission to share the truth. And what does this truth entail? Well, many stories are occurring as I speak, but some of those stories mean absolutely nothing for your future. The truth about the new movie releases and the celebrity salaries and Hollywood gossip, well, those items may hold truth, but immersing oneself in those items are not going to rescue a person in the time of need. And I know that there are many people that rely on this knowledge of the Hollywood stars' latest escapades. People thrive on that information. And every one of us at one time or another were probably immersed in the news of Babylon and news that was empty and without substance. But I know that many of you that are listening right now have kicked that addiction and that habit. You want to know the things that really matter for your family, for your future, for your loved ones. And that's what this program is about. Bringing the truth to the table and visiting that truth and dealing with it and facing it. Because my friends, the future that lies ahead is going to be very challenging for all of us. Out there in the world, you can hear fables, falsehoods, excuses, and here is what you will not find. You will not find the truth of what is really coming to this world. And the Holy Spirit of God has been announcing through His voices for years what these events were and why they are coming. And these voices have been shouting from the housetops. And they have been bringing a message of what you will be seeing and events that will be played out in the land of America and in the world. Events that are going to be very hard to bear. I bring you these essential truths, my friends. There is a time of great woe that is approaching. For some, it is already arriving. And you need to know about it, my friends. You need to be equipped with knowledge about these things. You do not need to be pretending that it is not happening. Or that it is just going to go away. Because pretending is the game of a child. Right now, every one of us has a need for knowledge and for wisdom and for information. Many people out there do not know what's going on. Many of your neighbors, your coworkers, your family, your friends, they do not know what's going on. And many of them do not want to know what's going on. And my friends, you need to know about this because as they occur, they are going to create great confusion, great hopelessness, and even great sorrow and grief. The Bible tells us that in these last days, there will be fearful sights. Sights that fill men's hearts with great anxiety. Sights that cause men's hearts to fail them out of fear. Sights of swift moving currents, of strong winds of change, of howling storms. Sights of whirlwinds. My friends, we have entered a new season of inclement history that is going to arrive for every one of us to witness. Now, am I only sharing these things to scare you? No. I am merely a prophetic weatherman, and I have a coming forecast. Those among you that are listening who are wise will take heart and will listen so that you can prepare. When a weatherman announces that sub-zero weather is coming, people should not get scared. They should go into their closets and get out their winter gear. They should get their wood ready to warm the house. So folks, I am not sharing this information just to cause fear and alarm. What I'm doing is announcing the coming weather. You know, folks, I get emails from individuals that get mad and they say, Nathan, you're in love with calamity. You're a chicken little. You love to scare people. Shame on you. But you know, folks, God gave me instructions. I have instructions to warn. And God also gave some details through gifts that are available to any person that is in love with God and has a relationship with Him. And through these gifts, God revealed details of some things that are coming to this planet. And some of them have already begun. God gave some words of prophecy. They're located on my website at watchmanscry.com. I'm not just making this stuff up. God has already revealed some things that have already come to pass. So I'm not sitting here as a fortune teller. I'm sitting here as a voice of warning so that you can be ready. I know that some people cannot bear to hear the warning message. But folks, I must do it. Because if I do not do this task, I will be failing God. And I will be disobedient with Him. And my journey does not want to include disobedience to my Creator and to your Creator. And just because people get angry at this warning message, what am I supposed to do? Shut down the microphone and listen to the angry ones? Sorry, my friends. I cannot do that. And by the way, I want to say this. If some of you become angry when you hear this warning message, or fearful, you know, the book of Psalms says that those people who dwell far from God, who are not close to God, who are far away from Him, become fearful and scared when they see His signs of warning. So, a side note, my friend, if you find yourself becoming fearful when you hear this warning message, that is a telling sign that possibly you're dwelling a little bit too far from your God, from your Maker, from Jesus, and you need to find more peace from Him. He promises that He will provide peace for anyone that asks, as long as they come to Him in prayer. He promises this, folks. That's also why I'm sharing this, because I want to offer hope that in spite of what you're going to be seeing in the days ahead, when the clouds of opposition come over your house and over your dwelling, and you start seeing these fearful sights that I'm warning against, you do not need to be overcome with fear. But instead, because you were a wise one and you anticipated these things coming, you found spiritual fitness with God and you began to seek Him and you worked on your spiritual relationship with Him. So when these events arrive, you will be able to weather them and endure with strength. And you will be able to be an example to your loved ones. Now every week I come to you on Tuesday, 4 o'clock Pacific, 7 o'clock Eastern Time. And each week I share another chapter on the elements of the things that are coming. Because, my friends, it is not just one thing that is coming. It's a lot of things. It is a train of judgment barreling down the tracks. It is a bullet train, and it doesn't have brakes. And it's pulling rail cars. They consist of many volatile ingredients. Now, Nathan, what are you talking about? What do you mean a train of judgment? And what are you talking about? Now, if you are new to this program, if one of your friends or family members invited you to listen to this program, possibly you don't know what I'm talking about. So here's what it is. If you've been wondering why things are weird in the nation of America lately, And when I say lately, I mean the last few years. Why does this nation seem to be economically at an impasse? Why is the economy at a standstill? Why are jobs hard to find? Why is gold and silver going crazy? Why is food becoming more expensive? Here's what's going on, folks. The nation of America is under judgment right now by the God of heaven, by the creator of the universe. And what this means is God has displeasure with this nation. God has weighed and measured the morality and the moral compass and the fiber of this country and found this nation wanting. And therefore, America's day of judgment has begun. It has been going on now for a few years, and this thing's going to play out for years and years. And progressively, we are going to enter new chapters. As the curtain opens for each new chapter, we are going to find ourselves with new challenges. This means you are going to find yourself with new challenges. Every individual that is participating, which is everyone, needs to find and rediscover a relationship with God so that they can weather what's coming. The purpose of this judgment is very simple. It says in the book of Isaiah, when the judgments of God are on the earth, then the residents of the world learn righteousness. It's very simple, folks. It is time for all of us to return to the God of our fathers. And it is a very simple formula. You either do it or you don't. It's that simple. If you do it, then repentance comes into your life. Then a spiritual renewal comes into your life. How does this happen? With a simple encounter in faith and in humility. It happens when you close the door to your bedroom and you're alone and you get on your knees beside your bed and you cry out to God and you apologize to Him for all of the sin and the activity that you've been participating in. That's all it takes, folks. Calling out to God. Surrendering to Him. Asking Him to take over your life. Asking Jesus to become your Lord and your Master and to forgive you and to wash you of all the sins you've committed. It's simple, folks. But so many people resist it. Why? Because of lies. Because in their heart they hear that life will become boring. If you become a Christian, your life becomes boring. All the fun will end. You know what, folks? There's a difference between fun and joy. There is a joy. And experiencing God and having Him take over your life can fill an individual with a joy that money cannot buy. With a joy that is more fulfilling than any joint or drug or narcotic or bottle or anything that dulls the senses. Folks, so many people today are under stress. They're wound up. They're nervous. They're uptight. They're scared. And many of you may also feel this way. But God promises that He offers peace that passes all understanding. And if you're not a Christian, you can find this peace. If you happen to be a Christian and you still have this worry and this fear, then I also want to encourage you to seek God and to cast your burden to Him. Because He can take it, my friends. Many Christians are uptight today because they have not been praying. Many Christians say they're Christians, but they don't pray. And I want to encourage all of you. We need to all learn to get on our knees and to spend time 100% to Him and just let it be you and God. You watch the miracle of a supernatural presence envelop you and take away the fears and the voices and the shadows and the memories that come and haunt you. The peace of God can take those things away, my friends. And for those of you that want more spiritual food, spiritual meat, and spiritual teachings, you can go to my website at watchmanscry.com and go to the audio page, and I have many sermons there that you can listen to of deep spiritual truth and of comforting words. They're free to download. Be blessed by them. In the last program, I spoke about tipping points, and I mentioned that the crash has begun here in this world, that we have all entered that new phase that we have been preparing for, a new phase that is going to change everything. A new phase that is going to change the way that you wake up in the morning. My friends, when the United States government endorsed the Federal Reserve's policy of quantitative easing, that was the nail in the coffin for the United States of America. Since the program last week, the United States met at the G20 summit in Seoul, Korea. Obama went to the meetings and gave some speeches. And how was the United States received? How did the world feel? The world was very unhappy, folks. And this move for the economy to become globalist has also allowed the world to shutter America. The American dominance in this world has come to an end.
In times past, Americans have taken for granted the thought that the king of the mountain is America. America is the superpower. America is the man on top, first in line. America is the one that looks down and tells everyone else how it's going to be. Well, that's not how the rest of the world sees it now, folks. America crossed the line, and she has defied the wishes of the rest of the world. And because of this QE2 policy, the entire globe has turned a corner. And around this corner is a new phase that we are entering. In this new phase, America is going to take second, third, fourth, and fifth place of priority. And it's not just about who's first in line, but it also has to do with a change of rules in a complex economic system. My friends, here's the bottom line. Your economic class, where you are located in the social class and in the economic class, is about to change. The world is going to pull the rug out from America, from the dollar. The dollar as a reserve currency is over. Now, again, the Holy Spirit was dead on. He said after the middle of August, the world was going to abandon the dollar and things were going to change. Well, here we are in the last quarter, just a few months after that prophetic milepost, and the world is now changing its love for the dollar. Now, this is not being published on the headlines. It is not headline news at the moment. But as we end the year 2010 and enter the year 2011, the world is going to enter a time of great chaos. Now, folks, please take note of this. I'm not saying this lightly. We are months away from a chaotic upheaval in the entire world. As this upheaval begins to happen, according to what the Holy Spirit told me, American lifestyles are going to be butchered and taken down to third world status. Lamentations will arrive here in this country. We are going to see a great change. We are going to see Mad Max arrive here in America. We are going to see a post-American world. We are going to see Detroit, Michigan spreading like a plague throughout all the states. And it's going to affect you. It's going to affect your lifestyle. It's going to affect what you have been used to. It's going to affect your ability to find comforts, the comforts that you've always taken for granted. Being able to go to the corner grocery store and buy a gallon of milk for $3 or $4. That is going to change. The freedom to travel in this country without worrying about bandits and pirates and robbers and thieves attacking you. That is going to change. The freedom to go to the store and assume that the shelves would be full and you would easily acquire your just-in-time purchases for dinner that night. That is going to change, my friends. What we have coming to this world right now is going to be an incredible, gargantuan tsunami. It's going to be a wave that is going to plow over and consume many, many people. Folks, please listen to what I'm saying. The time of your preparation is about to be over. The time for you to get those things you needed to get is about to be over. What that also means is the time for you goofing off has already run its course. And the conclusion for some people will be they goofed off too long. They waited too long. They doubted too long. This world's about to change, my friends. It's going to bring a great turmoil. And the things that are going to arrive are going to eclipse anything that you or your parents or grandparents ever faced. And I also include the Great Depression when I say that. Because what is coming is going to rival the Great Depression of the 1930s. It's going to be a super depression. It's going to be a greater depression. It's going to be a feat that historians will have a hard time chronicling. Now, will you hear about this on the headline news, on the mainstream news? Who knows? At the rate that they have been going, sugarcoating every event as America gets buried, I don't know, folks. Maybe they will, maybe they won't. Perhaps the newspapers won't even exist. Perhaps they'll be bankrupt. Perhaps the only source of information that you will have will be what you can maybe find on the internet. That is, if the internet exists, or that is, if you can afford the internet. My friends, hyperinflation is going to be coming to this nation. Things are going to become very, very expensive. The time is running out, my friends. And if you do not have the fruit of the Spirit in your life, if you do not have the strength of God in your life, if you have not found the secret to getting a hold of God on your knees in your prayer closet, then you're going to have a hard time, folks. There's no way to say this in an easy manner. And again, I know that there are some of you that are angry with me. Nathan, you're scaring me. Folks, we're beyond your feelings being hurt about this thing. We are talking about life and death here. We're talking about a body count that is coming. We're talking about war. We're talking about mayhem and chaos. We are talking about cities burning down. We're talking about ashes from buildings that were once held dear by cities and towns. Nathan, what you're telling me is not on the news. I know it's not on the news. Again, I know that, my friends. But it's reality. The G20 summit just happened, and the world thumbed their nose at the United States. Japan, Brazil, China, India, Germany have publicly stated that they are tired of the antics of the Federal Reserve and the arrogance of the United States of America, which would bring them down also. Now, of course, our allies might not be saying these things. Canada might not be saying it, or Australia or Britain. But aside from them, the rest of the world is very unhappy. Now, speaking of the rest of the world, in addition to the United States dollar crashing and becoming toilet paper, the rest of the world is also going to follow along because they also have their contagions. They also have their issues with their debts. And as I speak, there are other nations in Europe, in the EU, that are also facing these things. Just yesterday, Portugal announced that they are on the brink of needing a bailout, that they are close to collapsing. Portugal announced it. Greece has reignited that story as well. And then we have Ireland, Spain. While the dollar collapses as a world currency, we're also going to see the collapse of other money systems. So those of you that are in Europe, you are also facing your own nightmare. This is going to occur with you. Now, these things are coming to us, folks. We are in the last lap of luxury right now. The window of luxury is closing. So while the dollar is collapsing and Americans are in third world status, those of you in the European Union are also going to be facing these things. This judgment that I have been talking about is going to strike and smite and affect the entire world. No one will be immune. So it is time now. For those of you that are going to get on board and prepare for this and get right with God, do it now, folks. Every week that I come to you and share these things is another week of grace from Almighty God. But I don't know how many weeks we have left. I don't know if we're going to make it through the rest of this month or the rest of next month or the first quarter of 2011. Folks, there are a lot of tipping points. And every one of these tipping points is going to, as I said, arrive with a rail car of judgment. I have also said in the past that these categories can be divided into four categories. Famine, which has to do with the staff of bread, which translates into expensive food, which translates into bare cupboards for many people, which translates into people hungry, which translates into people going to bed without eating dinner, children with empty stomachs, which translates into eventually people starving to death. Now, for those of you that may have confidence that food stamps are always going to be there, my friends, food stamps are reliant on the continuation of business as usual for the United States of America. When the dollar crashes, we are going to reach new heights of chaos in the social order of America. We are going to see budget cuts. We are going to see budgetary inflammation. We are going to see tidal waves of budget cuts. We're going to see massive layoffs of government employees. So nobody is going to be immune. And the food stamps that are feeding many people right now may not be available. That includes unemployment checks. Or if they are available, as the United States is experiencing hyperinflation and food keeps going up every day, then the allotment of unemployment amounts will no longer be able to service the family that it was once servicing. And this also includes food stamps. The allotment of food stamps may continue. It may be window dressing to just keep the people thinking that everything's okay, because what the amount of food stamps that people get may stay the same, but food will be skyrocketing higher and higher. Folks, there are many characters, players, individuals, participants in the world stage that are watching this event unfold. And many of you may be saying, if these things were as serious as you're saying, Nathan, why isn't the political leadership of the country and of the world doing something about it? Why aren't they alarmed? Here's why, folks. Because what we see coming right now has been planned. It has been engineered. It has been scripted for years. And the script says Act 1 needs to happen at a certain time, and then an intermission, and then Act 2, and then Act 3, and so forth and so on. So we are watching the script happen before our very eyes. So the political leaders are not going to stop it. Your president, if some of you voted for Obama, I am sorry, but the change that he promised you is not the change that is going to bring comfort to you. His change is a change of a different kind.
Now, I want to talk about the tyrant, the tyrannical part of the judgment. Throughout biblical history, whenever God would judge a nation and he would bring the sword to them, he would usually raise up an enemy that would defeat the children of Israel in the Old Testament. And that enemy would come in and they would have war, they would have battle. Sometimes Israel would just get maybe a spanking by losing a battle here and there. Or sometimes Israel would actually get invaded and become occupied by a foreign king. A similar thing is occurring here in America right now. And this thing is being played out by a tyrant. For those of you that wonder who this tyrant is, he is our fearless leader, the hybrid presidential anomaly, the man of mystery. He is none other than Barry Barack Hussein Sotero Obama. Five names, or Barack Obama. Nevertheless, today here in America, we are being ruled by the Obama regime. And I hate to say this, folks. I don't say this with joy or with cheer, but Mr. Barack Obama has been raised up, and God is allowing him to be a hammer to spank America right now. I don't know how long his tenure is going to exist. I don't know if he's just a one-term president or a two-term, but I do know this. God is allowing him to be used to judge America.
Barack Obama will do his role in America to vex American citizens and to change the climate, to change the laws, to bring in his version of God, Islamic religion, to bring in his endorsement of the Muslim way of life. Folks, Barack Obama is going to bring all of those vexations to us, and it's not going to be pretty. So as I am watching these things happen, I ask myself, where did this man come from? I really wonder about that, folks. He is a man of mystery. Barack Hussein Obama, the present president of the United States of America. And it is obvious that he was placed in power, that he was groomed, and he was brought into the stage of the world scene for such a time as this.
Now, on the spiritual lens, when we look at Obama, from heaven, he's a vessel of dishonor that God allowed to be placed in office. And when God decides to allow a new king to arrive, from the spiritual realm, eventually it translates into the physical earthly realm where actually humans are involved. Also, what God does frequently, and we can see this over and over in the Bible, is that when he makes a decision in heaven, at times he will allow evil to play that decision out. For example, just like in the book of Job, Satan was allowed to send a tornado to Job's family members and destroy the possessions of Job. And Satan was also allowed to bring sickness. Well, it works the same way here on earth.
For those of you that are new to this program, go to my website at watchmanscry.com, and I have a list of many events that are coming. The Holy Spirit of God has revealed them and shown them systematically and categorically. He has shown that liberty is going to be decapitated in this country, and that is going to happen through legislative change that is coming to this country. In addition to that, it is also going to happen by the oppressive tactics of our leadership and of the president who the people chose. And it looks like the break is coming. So after the break, I will share some things about the political leadership of this world. I'm going to share some things about what Obama has done so that you can know who is your fellow citizen and who is not. I'll see you in a few minutes, folks.
Now, we're going back to the Health Ranger, and one of my sales guys pointed this out. They go, you know, the Health Ranger really loves Interfood, and it won their best superfood 2009. And so, you know, asking what he thinks about it, but I'm putting him on the spot here. But I remember about 5 years ago, I got some of this sent to me, and I was so busy, I didn't even call them back because they wanted to be sponsors. But years later, we came back. My wife loves it. It's two little scoops in the morning in water or juice. You drink it, and it's 20 superfoods at once, and that way you absorb almost all of it. Even with the best vitamins and minerals, a lot of it gets passed through you, and you've got a lot of specials there on the site for Alex Jones listeners. Innerfood.com or 866-762-9238, 866-762-9238, Innerfood.com. Give us your brief take on Innerfood.
I did give it an award, an Editor's Choice Award. It's the real thing. And not only is the product really great, but the company's great. The people there are great. They get it. You know, they understand nutrition. They understand what's happening with the world, and they want you to be nutritionally prepared. And, I mean, that's the bottom line with this product. It's I use it.
Well, I know my wife gets upset when she runs out.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really that good.
Yeah, she's a lot more health conscious than I am. I mean, I try to be. I mean, compared to the average American, I guess I'm okay, but I do have a lot of bad habits. But I noticed that when I first started taking it, I mean, it was almost like a drug or something. I mean, there's no speed, no caffeine in it, but it's almost like jolting to have real nutrients.
It makes you alert without any kind of caffeine type of buzz. No stimulants whatsoever. It just basically clears out your system. And it makes your brain and body function better. You know, I mean, superfoods are really powerful for doing that. And with Innerfood, he's combined a lot of the best ones in the world. I don't give out a lot of awards. You probably know that.
And the key is they don't pasteurize it either, so it doesn't lose the...
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So you've got the nutrients that are destroyed by heat. In Innerfood, they're not destroyed. They're intact. And that makes all the difference.
Absolutely. Okay.
Watchman's Cry would like to thank our sponsor, Steve St. Clair of EnterHealth Botanicals. This week, EnterHealth Botanicals is having a special for all listeners of Watchman's Cry on all products except Berkey filters from now until Thursday. So go on over to survivetothrive.net and check them out. Enter coupon code WATCHMAN, WATCHMAN, survivetothrive.net, SURVIVE, the number 2, THRIVE.net.
Welcome back, folks. Nathan Liao here. The website is watchmanscry.com. Now, as I said before the break, Obama has been doing some things lately in the world, and these things are very disturbing. The news is not following these things. It's not talking about these things. But again, my friends, Obama is being used by God as a vessel of dishonor to change the landscape of America. Now, just recently, most of you heard that President Obama went to Asia and he took ships from the Navy, many airplanes, many individuals. Now, it could be for a variety of reasons that he did this. Perhaps one of the very, very popular suspicions was that he left the country because an event was going to happen to the country while he was gone, and he wanted to take all his stuff with him. Well, an event did not happen, so that must not have been the reason. That leads us to another possibility. Is it because Obama believes that he is actually a king and he has to travel with his hordes of yes people, servants, and cupbearers? Is that what it is, folks? Kings travel with a large host of individuals to protect them? Or does Obama know about a threat that he has been told about? Has anybody threatened his safety? I don't know. Or does Obama actually realize that he's angering many people in this world, including individuals from other countries and other nations? Does he feel that unsafe? If he does feel that unsafe, then why does he continue in his antics? Many, many questions, folks. And I don't have the answer to all of those questions. But I do know what I see. And what I see is a president that is traveling to and fro throughout this world, globetrotting, spreading a message that is anti-American, and that goes against the health of American capitalism. When Obama was in India, he made some comments while he was there. And these comments were not shared with us on the regular news, or if they were, a spin was probably put on them. But this is what he said, folks. He made the statement that America needs to stay on its toes. America is going to have to compete. And there's going to be a tug of war within the United States between those who see globalization as a threat and those who accept that we live in an open, integrated world, which has challenges and opportunities. So in other words, while Obama was in India, he was slandering American citizens, some of the citizens who voted for him. And he said on India News that America has to compete and there's going to be a tug of war within the United States. Now, he's talking about us to the world, folks. That's like your big brother going down the street or to another town and talking about you behind your back, chastising you behind your back. Obama went on to say, if the American people feel that trade is just a one-way street where everybody's selling to the enormous U.S. market, but we can never sell what we make anywhere else, Obama said, then the people of the United States will start thinking that this is a bad deal for us, and it could end up leading to more protectionist instinct in both parties. So now he's thinking for Americans. He's telling the Indian people and the Indian press and the world press how Americans think. Because if Americans feel that trade is bad for us, then blah, 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 blah. You know, folks, Obama is a globalist. He is a promoter for the New World Order. And every day that Obama wakes up in the White House or on Air Force One or wherever he may be staying, he is given polls of how the American citizens are thinking. He's shown what the unemployment rate is. He knows that the factories are leaving, but still, that doesn't seem to bother him because he globetrotted and told the Indian people that Americans need to figure it out, that you need to figure it out. If you're whining about not having a job, well, then you need to just figure it out, my friend. According to Obama, that seems to be his logic. And so far here in the United States, since the year 2001, we have already lost more than 40,000 factories. One-third of the manufacturing jobs have left in the last 10 years, folks. Why is that happening? Because of globalism, because of free trade. Because now companies here in the United States can export their jobs because they have already exported many of your jobs. In the minds of many industrialists, the minds of many corporations, it's not about being an American corporation and having American workers, but it's about the bottom dollar. And because of the present free trade policies here in America, the U.S. trade deficit is now running between $40 and $50 billion a month. That means $40 to $50 billion is leaving this country. It's leaving it, folks. Now, how long can this continue? Whenever you drain a swimming pool, if you open up the spigot and let all the water run out, but then you started pouring with a styrofoam cup water back into the pool, which part of that situation is going to win? The draining of the pool is going to win. It's the same thing with a lake. If you have a dam and you open up the dam and the lake starts to drain, but you get your little water hose and you try to fill up the lake with your water hose, who's going to win? The dam's going to win. And here in the United States, money is leaving this country in the form of billions of dollars every month. Trade imbalances, folks. Now, a college professor might try to make that sound like a good thing. A college professor or an economist or a talking head on TV may try to make it sound like a good thing. He may try to package free trade as a good thing. But the bottom line is this, folks. The jobs are gone in America. The manufacturing industrial powerhouse of America has been dismantled. It has been butchered. And it is continuing to be dismantled. What we see happening in Detroit, Michigan, with empty factories and warehouses with broken windows is going to spread like a plague throughout this country. California is experiencing it in the computer industry. Free trade has killed this nation. But in spite of that, Obama is still promoting it. He knows what the numbers are. He knows that the unemployment rate is over 20%, the real number, but he is still promoting globalism. Why is that, folks? Here's why. Because he is the marionette of the hour, and he has his instructions to destroy this country. It is not going to get better. Those of you that are listening to this program that might have heard the recession's over and you have hope that you will find a job soon in the sector that you were involved in, my friend, I need to tell you the truth. There's a high probability that the sector you were involved in will no longer exist in post-dollar America. There is great change coming to this land. Great changes, my friends. The blue-collar strength of America is no longer going to exist. America is going to be a service sector economy. What does that mean? Instead of building things, America will only provide services. Now, here's an extreme illustration of a service that is provided in a third world country. In better days, Americans would go to a third world country. Let's say they went to Asia is say they went to China or India and they had a pocket full of money, but all the natives around them did not have pockets full of money, but they provided services for the tourists. So what did they want to do for the tourists? Ah, America, you want ride on rickshaw? I take you all over town. $1. That's a service job, folks. Pulling a rickshaw. So here in America, what are the service jobs going to be? I don't know. But the jobs that provided widgets for the world has dissipated. When Obama returned from his globetrotting, he was interviewed by 60 Minutes Sunday night. And get this, folks. Even though he went all over the world and globetrotted for globalism, he came back and here's what he said. He said that we may be stuck in a new normal where unemployment rates stay high. Think about that, folks. The new normal for Obama is high unemployment. Obama went on to say, I thought the economy would have gotten better by now. One of the things I think you understand as president is you're held responsible for everything, but you don't always have control of everything. Really, Obama? You don't have control of everything? Even though you promote stimulus legislation? And even though you support quantitative easing by the Federal Reserve, and even though you support globetrotting for globalism, and even though you support slandering American citizens behind our back in other countries, it's not something you have control over? I beg to differ, Mr. President. Your policies are butchering and slaughtering the health of the United States of America, Mr. President. Mr. President, as I watch what you are doing, I have to believe that these are your intentions, sir. Another profound statement that Mr. President made when he was in Asia was that he told the Asians that no nation should assume that their path to prosperity is simply paved with exports to America. Now, what does that mean? That means, attention, world, don't depend on selling us your stuff because we're not always going to be able to buy your stuff. Now, why would he say something like that? Here's why, folks. Because he knows that this country is being dismantled. He knows that the wealth of this country is leaving. And he knows that in the future, America's imports will not continue to be what we see them today because Americans will not be able to afford the imports that are coming in the future. Also, there is another statement Mr. Obama made on his 10-day tour of Asia. The Obama regime is telling tales to the world, folks, saying very cryptic statements. You know, folks, the New World Order loves to put things in plain sight. They love to hint at what they're up to and what they're doing. And while Mr. Barack was in Japan, he told Japan business leaders that the United States is, quote, here to stay, unquote. Let me say that again. President Obama went to Japan and said, the United States is here to stay. Don't worry. Now, what's wrong with that statement, folks? That is not a proclamation that a superpower says. Because empires do not need to comfort their allies and their partners with words of doubt. The United States is here to stay. Well, when you consider that this is the same person that said a little over a year ago, the stimulus that we're about to pass is going to save or create 3 million jobs. And now we are 4.5 to 5 million jobs lost. That's not a pattern of confidence, my friends. The U.S. is here to stay. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean the terrain of the U.S. will still be there after the crash? Does that mean that after a post-dollar world, we'll still have the Grand Canyon and the Rocky Mountains? So the U.S. will still be there. Is that what he meant? I don't know, folks, but the statements that Mr. Obama makes are not very comforting. And these things that I am sharing with you right now were not on the mainstream news. They were not told to Americans. They were not dissected and allowed to process. What does this mean? Why am I saying all of this? Because, as I have stated before, folks, when we put on different spiritual lenses and we look at today's current events, we can see through different goggles that there are different influences going on. Now, through the spiritual goggles of heaven, Obama is God's vessel of dishonor to judge America. And he is pulling that feat off perfectly. So Obama is part of the sword judgment, folks. And his job is not finished. And while he's doing his part to bring legislation and the changes of laws in America to allow fascism to enter this country and to change the life of everyone here in America, we also have other individuals in the world doing their part to bring about the New World Order. The president of the World Bank, Robert Zoellick, has said that we need a new currency. He has talked about the era of the dollar being over. He has said that we need a new system of currency that floats. He has called for a new currency to take over the Bretton Woods Agreement, which allowed the dollar to be the world's reserve currency. That's the leader of the World Bank, folks. He's calling for an end to the dollar. This is official. He also said that the new system should employ gold as an international reference point. And he didn't give details about how this system would work, but he just said that we need it. So what does that tell us, folks? When they start talking about it, they've already decided. When they start hinting at it, it's already in play. When they start discussing it, the decision has already been made. So the World Bank is talking about it. In addition to them, the IMF, International Monetary Fund, has also been talking about it. The head of the IMF, Mr. Dominique Strauss-Kahn, has also suggested that the world needs to have a replacement for the dollar. There needs to be a new global reserve currency. He says there needs to be an alternative to the dollar. So we have the World Bank talking about it. We have the IMF talking about it. Folks, the Holy Spirit said this was going to happen, and here we are. It is happening. Therefore, once again, if this beginning is happening, then the end result is going to happen. The end result is not going to be pretty, folks. Now, when I had the program last week and I said that the crash has already begun, indeed, folks, it has. We saw gold and silver become very erratic in the markets. Silver hit 29 and some change for a while, and then it retreated back. But that is a temporary fallback. Silver is hitting new highs. It is testing the resistance, just like gold is. Gold went above 1,400 and it came back down. That is temporary. The manipulators of the market are trying to suspend its appreciation, but they can only do that for so long. So while they are manipulating the market, it's still rising. How high is it going to go? There are many estimations that are all over the map, folks. Side note, those of you that can, those of you that have savings, those of you that have some liquid wealth, I would advise you to seek the Holy Spirit of God and ask Him about diversifying into gold and silver. Pray about it, folks, but if your money is in the dollar right now, your money is going to melt. In 2011, it is going to disappear. It is going to vaporize. So if you have money in the bank and you just leave it there, your wealth is not going to be preserved. It will evaporate. Take my words to heart, folks. Do what you need to do. Now, some of you may say, well, I don't have money for gold, Nathan. And if that's you, then I would also advise you to get into a lot of prayer and ask for God's protection. Some of you have written me and have said that you're on a fixed income and there's no way that you have the money to buy extra food like I have advised in the last several shows. My response to that is this, my friends. Those of you that are on fixed incomes and you have no money extra after the bills are paid, look around your house. Look at the decorations you have. Look at those things you've collected over the years. Look at the things in the closet. Look at some of your furniture, some of the items that you possess. Those of you on fixed incomes do have material assets. You have some tangibles. And this is something to think about. Start thinking about liquidating some of those things. Consider selling some of those things, because in the future, if you need to leave where you live with only the clothes on your back, you're not going to take that stuff with you anyway. So if you could liquidate some of it now and convert it to food while the price of food is low, then that's some advice that I would give you. I know that some of you have strong faith and you say that you really don't want to have to worry about that because God's going to take care of you. Then fine, trust in God, folks. Because bottom line, that is what is going to be the final thing that preserves all of us. Now, even though that I say people need to preserve their wealth and do what they can to diversify their assets away from the dollar and to sell some tangibles to get food and preparation supplies, that doesn't mean that I am discounting faith, my friends. Because after everything is said and done, it is still the providence of God that is going to preserve you. That is it. It is only His provision that is able to save any one of us. The reason that I promote preparation, though, with people that do have the wealth is because God is going to use the season that is coming not only as a season of judgment, but He is also going to use it as a season to purge and refine His people, to allow people another opportunity to bear fruit, to show that they have mercy for one another, to show that they have love and grace for one another, to show that they are able to help one another. So those of you that might have been blessed materially with wealth, part of your assignment, my friend, is not to just prepare for only yourself. Keep in mind at all times that it may be that you may need to be an ark for family members or for friends, for individuals that may need an oasis and a haven. God may have blessed you so that you can help to bless others. So you will serve a role as well in sharing some of your wealth. Helping the poor and giving to the poor and listening to the poor and providing for the poor is an assignment for all of us, my friends. And in the coming days, we are all going to have an opportunity to help the poor, because the poor will be around us, and some of us may find ourselves in that group. If you do not have the wealth, like some people, allow yourself to become strong. Allow yourself to become spiritually fit so that you can be a source of comfort and strength and wisdom for other people. God may allow those that don't have to cross the paths of those that do, and then together they will become the remnant, and together they will be a testimony for what God is able to do during trying times. Folks, we have some very hard decisions ahead. Very hard decisions, folks. Up until this point, if you're an average American, you have been living the quote-unquote attempt at the American dream. And for many people, instead of the American dream, it was called the maintenance of the American lifestyle. A lifestyle that was mired in debt, a lifestyle that was on autopilot, a lifestyle that was routine, and a lifestyle that brought no comforts or rewards. Well, there's going to be some changes from that lifestyle, folks. Many of those lifestyles consisted of two-income families. Well, many of them are now one-income families. Soon they may be zero-income families, and those families may find themselves having to relocate. Many changes are coming. The standard of living is going to change. There is going to be a downgrade of lifestyle for all of us. Many of us are going to alter our lifestyle dramatically. Dramatically, folks. Instead of you owning four cars and two of them just sit there, rarely used, many of you are going to be down to one car. So in the months that are remaining, before the final explosion of the economy occurs, my friends, take these words to heart. If you have a car payment, again, get rid of it. Fire your bank. Get a used car. Downsize. Lighten your load. Liquidate some things. I know it's not easy. I know it's not easy having to sell off assets and possessions. But, folks, I can't say it enough. You may have to abandon those assets and possessions. Thousands and thousands of families already across this country have found themselves in foreclosure, and they abandoned their houses, and they left all their belongings behind. They just left with the clothes on their back because they were downcast and depressed. They didn't know where to go. They had nowhere to go. So many of them only could live in their van or their car or in a tent. They didn't even have enough money for storage. So they abandoned their belongings. To do all the things I'm talking about, folks, is going to take prayer. It's going to take seeking God. It's going to take radical changes. Husbands, I know there are many husbands listening to this program who have wives that do not want to listen. And husbands, you know what's happening. You know what's coming, but you don't want to talk to your wife about it because it scares her. So as a result, another week goes by and nothing has happened. And then a month goes by, and then you still have not started to prepare. And before you know it, several months go by, and you still have not prepared because you're afraid to talk to your wife. Well, folks, it is time for a powwow. It is time to put aside fears. It is a time to have family meetings. It is time to sit down and say, family, wife, children, mom and dad, we need to sit down and talk. This is what's going on. This is what we're facing. I have been praying. I have been seeking God. And I really believe that some very incredible changes are about to happen to this country, and we need to prepare for them. We need to consider moving. We need to consider downsizing. We need to consider selling our cars and getting cheaper ones. We need to consider leaving the city and moving into the country, leaving the state and relocating. Folks, the time is now to do these things. It is time now. Do not wait. When we round this corner into the new year of 2011, as I said in the last program, this maybe the last Thanksgiving and Christmas that you have for the rest of your life that is going to be normal. Because after this year, things are going to get radically different. Now, if perchance God gives us an extra year, praise God. But don't wait an extra year. You do not need to be waiting that long to see if I am correct. The tipping points are occurring, folks. We have crossed the threshold. Great changes are lurking. The police state drama is going to arrive. We are already seeing and we are already hearing about it even right now. Roadblocks are not the only identifier of a police state. How many of you are traveling this Thanksgiving or this Christmas in an airplane? Already we are hearing that the TSA wants to molest and grope your children and your wife and possibly you when you go through the airport check-in. We are hearing about stories of children crying as some stranger gropes their genitals. I saw the video of that reporter from CW 39 News who went through the airport checkpoint, and the lady was groping his little three-year-old as she cried and begged not to be touched, and he just stood there and filmed it. How ironic is it, my friends, that we allow this to happen? If you're a good parent, mom, dad, if you are a good parent and you have children who are toddlers or elementary school age, you tell them and you communicate with them and you have warned them, do not ever let any adults touch you in your private parts. You tell them that. And if it ever happens, they're supposed to tell you because it's against the law and it's wrong. We tell our children that. But nevertheless, when we want to go visit grandma for Thanksgiving or Christmas, we allow our children to be molested before our very eyes? This is an insane world. Folks, think about that. What is right is now wrong, and what is wrong is now right. The scales of justice have been turned upside down here in America. And in the days of judgment, that is what happens. Evil prevails and starts to take over. And it smites the individuals that want to be righteous. And it causes people who once ignored the statutes of God to finally sigh and cry. Well, how many are sighing and crying right now? That you have to go through an airport screener and become a snapshot of pornography just to get on an airplane. And who are those people looking at your wife, my friends? Dad, who's looking at you? Mom and Dad, who's looking at your children? Is that not alarming? Is that not disturbing? Are that many people in a stupor that they don't mind these things? Folks, it's happening before our very eyes. That is merely the tip of the huge, titanic sinking iceberg. Police state martial law is coming, and your rights as a citizen will become null and void. It's going to happen, folks. And it's time for us to get prepared. Well, it looks like I'm running out of time. And I know that this was a very hard message. But folks, we're beyond patty caking and sugarcoating what we're in right now. This season is a very serious season. I invite you to share this program with your loved ones. Download it. Every Tuesday I'm on, folks. Spread the word. We got to get the message out that serious days have arrived. If you appreciate these programs, we are entirely listener supported, and we appreciate those of you that are touched and moved by God to send a gift of support. Our address is Watchman's Cry, P.O. Box 157, Priest River, Idaho, 83856. Or you can go to our website, and there is a contact link there. For those of you that want to be notified about upcoming sermons, go to our website and subscribe to notifications. I am working on a sermon right now that needs to be heard by everyone to prepare for the season of storm that is coming. So be looking for that. Well, my friends, we're out of time. God bless you, and we'll see you next time.